Hi.
This is Birds Make Birds.
And you're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
Out here, the trees keep their secrets, and the stars look the other way. So darling, you can stay. Stay till the question burning in your soul is answered. Stay till your body is flooded with relief. Stay till the fear is lifted off you like a mist, and you can kiss the song so tightly wrapped inside. come from everywhere to try and try again to try out here, out here.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. This is The Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce The Voice. Happy to be here with you today. So let's see. We have a little important message for you. This is, medical mistakes. Oh, dear. Claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Questions are the answer. Learn the 10 questions you must ask. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ. That's what it is, human. And the Ad Council. Okay, well, yeah. That's why now when you go in for any kind of procedure or office visit, you have to wear a band. They ask you your date of birth, your name, to make sure it's really you. And then if they're going to do a procedure, they keep asking you, is this the right side? Is this the right place? Yeah, because there have been a lot of very bad mistakes. We don't want that. Okay, so let me tell you what you've been listening to. I'll go back from the thing we just heard. Thea Hopkins, Rose and Rose of Stars on Chicksaw label. And she is locally based, but I understand now that she's touring. And this is a terrific project. This was, I think, her first CD, American Short Story Folk. And a lot of folks on with her, including Chris Thompson and Richard Gates. Not familiar with all the folks, but she has some great musicians on it. Tim Ray on piano, David Goodrich on guitar, Ian Kennedy on violin. She was a guest on my show when this CD first came out, and I have to get in touch and see what she's up to. So prior to that, we heard Claudia Schmidt from her CD, New World Order. I love it. Out on Red House Records, the song is called Out Here. She performed at the now sadly closed Johnny D's about 2 months ago, and what a great show. It was just terrific. She's, if you're not familiar with Claudia Schmidt, you should check her out online. But she's great. It's on Red House Records, and lots of, it's a beautifully designed cover too. It's very nice. Okay, so that was Claudia Schmidt. Alana Katz. It's a blues and old-time fiddle CD featuring, among others, Ronnie Earl on guitar and Diane Blue on vocals, Dottie Moore on fiddle, Jesse Williams on bass, Mary Lou Ferrante on vocal, guitar, and banjo. And this is a CD that I found at the synagogue that I go to in Cambridge. It was sitting there, so I I'm very excited to, you know, every time I've played from it, I've enjoyed it. Take a Little Walk with Me, featuring Ronnie Earl, Jesse Williams, and Diane Blue. The CD is called I've Got Something to Tell You. It's the label is Cats and Fiddle. Okay. We opened up with Rosie, Flores, her CD, Once More with Feeling, and that's on Ringtone Records. The song is called Someday. Now, I met Rosie years back when I lived in Anchorage, Alaska. She came to do a set. I think she was opening up for another band, and we hit it off. We had a lot of fun together, hung out. Now, she came into the studio here many years after that. I got in touch with her. She was doing a gig at Johnny D's. Oh, that's a new club I'm creating. I haven't been in touch with her for a while, but I hope she's doing well. Very talented gal. So let's see. What else did I want? Of course, the whole election stuff is making everybody a little bit nuts. Whichever side of the fence you're on with what you hope to see, this whole thing about a Supreme Court justice, I can't even believe how obnoxious it would be for any party to block and not even give a hearing, especially when the person that's been offered up is, you know, what they would really probably want. Anyway, we'll see how that plays out. It's getting more and more ridiculous as we as we turn the page. Now, I will tell you that later on in the show, I'm going to be featuring stuff, fun stuff, because we're getting into the time for Purim, the holiday of Purim. So I'll share a little bit about that. But I'm going to stay in this kind of folk vein with somebody who's local. And interesting. Oh, I see what happened here. All right. Just trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, the flowers are starting to peek their heads out. It's so wonderful. There's some jonquils out in front of where I park my car. And I've seen crocuses. And I even saw some, I think it's forsythia, the yellow blooming on a branch on the way coming back from work. We had a half day today over at the Andrews Middle School where I work. And it's just so wonderful. I think we're going to get a little bit more nasty kind of stuff on Monday. I don't know how nasty it's going to get. I don't think it could be too terrible. It certainly won't be anything like the April Fool's thing that we had a couple of years ago. I hope not. I'm done. I want to put my shovels away, my rock salt, all that done. So, all right. So we have, let's see now. Is this what I want? Yes, this is what I want.
Spent my energies just so I could take part in the American dream. Put myself through school, didn't have much time for fooling. I was on my way, or so it seemed. Then I worked for a great while, tried to live my life in style, till they told me I was obsolete. Back since they said I got the sack, and I just can't keep from feeling beat. Me and the big machine, biggest one you ever seen. Some folks say they're evil, but I just say they're mean. Did grind, I put myself on the line and did all the things they asked of me. After all the years I gave, now the bosses say the same, just by shipping my job overseas. And I guess all things must change, and that nothing stays the same. But is this the way it ought to be? Treat your workers just like dirt. Well, somehow it's got to hurt in this land of opportunity. Me and the big machine, biggest one you ever seen. Say they're evil, but I just say they're mean. Me and the big machine. Me and the big machine. So that concludes my story. No, I'm not bound for glory, but I do believe I will get through. It's hard to take right now, but I'll make. make it somehow, no matter what I have to do. And to those who would decide that they'd try and hurt my pride, you know, someday it just might come true. And somewhere up the road, you will get just what you owe, and someone will do the same to you. Being the big machine, biggest one you ever seen. Some folks say they're evil, but I just say they're mean. Being the big machine, being the big machine. Some folks say they're evil, but I just say they're mean. Being the big machine, being the big machine.
Okay, so Craig, that's Craig Sonnenfeld. Me on the Big Machine, and he has a couple of gigs coming up I want to tell you about. The Dedham Coffee House, Friday, March 11th at 8:30. That's on High Street in Dedham. And he's also going to be with great singer-songwriter Tom Smith. He also has a show in Marshfield, Plymouth, Twilight Showcase Radio Show, Sunday, March 13th at 7 p.m. What's today? What today is? Well, that's already gone. I'm sorry. I can't... Friday, March 11th, 13th. Okay, we're past that. Friday, March 18th. We're good. Middle Gray Restaurant, 6 Stations, Station Street in Brookline. It will be me and a poet. All right, so that's an 8 o'clock show. Friday, March 18th, 6 Station Street, Brookline, Mass. The Middle Gray Restaurant. And then he's got another gig coming up in... Salem, Galu Galu, Saturday, March 19th, 7 o'clock show, annual music theme night with many other artists hosted by Dave Simons. So maybe you can catch some of those gigs. He's been here in the studio, but not for a while. Maybe we'll have him back. So that's all good stuff. Okay, so let's see where I'm going next here. Nope, not that. Must be... Yep.
She said she saw my ad in the telephone book. Her sink, it was leaking. Could I take a look? She gave me her address and I wrote it down. Then I drove my truck over to the rich part of town. I walked up the drive from the quiet cul-de-sac. I heard a voice call me to come round the back. She stood in the shadows and beckoned me in. That's when I saw the bruises just under her chin. And cold blood ran through my veins, cold as the storms on the Alberta plains that many a time caused the rivers to flood. Yes, I felt the rushing of cold, cold blood. Guess she needed someone in whom to confide. So she opened the door and she showed me inside. We sat in the kitchen, she poured us some tea. I could smell her perfume as she sat down next to me. sleeping, she said, on the second street back. And his temper was bad and was worse when he drank, which she said pretty much every day was the case. Then he'd come home at night and put a fist to her face. Long years since I'd been in the hole, yeah, but technically I was still on parole, so I wasn't supposed to be packing a gun. But you can be sure I knew how to get one. The very next morning, as you might have read, I stormed into the bank and put the gun to his head. He pleaded and begged me to spare him his life, saying, "Don't hurt me, mister, I've got a young wife." The sickening thud. Yes, I shot that bastard in cold, cold blood. The newspapers called it a botched robbery, a crazy ex-con on a murderous spree, with no explanation for his evil ways. And a young widow left now to mourn all her days. My sentence was long, but my trial it was short. She sat the whole time in the back of the court. No show of emotion, no words did she say, but her eyes looked at mine as they took me away. And cold blood ran through my veins, cold as the iron on these shackles and chains that I wear till I'm laid neath the earth and the moon. And my body's been drained of its cold. Far away in the rich part of town, she pours a martini and lets her head down. It goes down so easy at Tanqueray gin, as easy as drawing a bruise on her chin. The truth is, her husband was kind and sincere. He loved her to pieces, he bored her to tears. She longed for his money and bided her time. I guess that her blood's even colder than mine. Her flesh may be warm, but she's got cold, cold blood.
If the sons of company directors and judges' private daughters had to go to school in a slum school, dumped by some joker in a damp back alley, had to herd into classrooms cramped with worry, with a view onto slag heaps and stagnant pools, had to file through corridors grey with age and play in a crackpot concrete cage. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mould palaces of gold. If prime ministers and advertising executives, royal personages and bank managers' wives had to live out their lives in dank rooms, blinded by smoke and the foul air of sewers, rot on the walls and rats in the cellars, in rows of dumb houses like mouldering tombs, had to bring up their children and watch them grow in a wasteland of dead streets where nothing will grow. Buttons would be pressed, rules would be broken, strings would be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers would mould palaces of gold. I'm not suggesting any sort of a plot, everyone knows there's not, but you unborn millions might like to be warned that if you don't want to be buried alive by slag heaps, pitfalls and damp walls and rat traps and dead streets, arranged to be democratically born, the son of a company director or a judge's fine and private daughter, buttons will be pressed, rules will be broken, strings will be pulled, and magic words spoken. Invisible fingers will mould palaces of gold.
Yes, Russell Songs, Leon Russell's son. I heard him at Johnny D's many, many years ago, and boy, does he have a way of getting at what's really going on in the world. It's fabulous. Before that, we heard Mark Stepakoff. I heard him at Club Passim. Disc is The Story Behind the Story, and the song is Cold Blood. Let's see. I think, all right, I mentioned Craig. And here's some important information. We are WMFO Medford and live at the Tufts campus. Somerville cares about prevention. Thinking of throwing a house party? Well, if you're part of Somerville or Medford communities, then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. Really timely, because we're just getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages for your guests, and to remind guests to alternate alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages. Finally, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead to a fine of up to $2,000, as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and at www.somervillema.gov/scrap. That's Somerville Cares About Prevention. Cool. All right, so where do I want to go now? Let's see. I think... No, that's not the one. Ah, here we go.
Well, my shift starts at 3. By midnight, it's me and my friends driving loud into town. I make an excuse to go and call you just to tell you how my night has gone. Nothing's changed on this crazy assembly line. It's a job for a fool. I repeat my day.